This morning on WCHL, teachers at Chapel Hill High School claim they've noticed multiple instances of plagiarism recently, but it's not coming from the students.
Very similar to letters I've read time and again that probably use the same model.
Dillard says it's not laying off its employees when the store shuts down, but instead trying to find them alternate employment.
We have offered all 33 associates at the Chapel Hill location employment at other Dillard's.
And Dean Smith receives the highest national honor.
We salute fierce competitors who became true champions.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports, UNC football's motto of one game at a time rings truer than ever this weekend. The Tar Heels don't look ahead to the Blue Devils. Volleyball took down rival North Carolina State in a clean sweep last night. And women's basketball and men's soccer dive back into competition tonight in a big upset on the ACC basketball court.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
It's 43 degrees this morning, a little chilly, 7:07 at WCHL. Look for high today in low 50s and a slight chance of rain. Teachers at Chapel Hill High School are accusing the school's principal of plagiarism and internal communications, but Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Superintendent Tom Forsella says many of the resources she used were likely the same a lot of principals and teachers use.
I know that there are a variety of books that principals have access to with sample letters.
Forsella says he's reviewed the letters in question. One was compared to a letter Principal Salura Jackson wrote at her former school, Skyline High School in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The other was compared to one written by an Arizona high school administrator.
It sounds very similar to letters I've read time and again that probably use the same model that are in a variety of different books that principals can pick up that really kind of gives you a framework for writing a letter.
Teachers told the Independent Weekly that they were embarrassed when they found out she did this. However, the works were not published. They were internal communications, and she told the Indy she could point out the sources if someone asked. Forsella says a point that was most puzzling to him was that the article pointed to the fact that Jackson copied letters that she wrote while she was at her former school. In other words, she's being accused of plagiarizing herself.
Ms. Jackson was the founding principal of the school that she was worked at. And the only principal they've ever had. So I think if she's using information or using written material from her prior school, she probably wrote it.
Forsella says he hopes the school and the district will learn from this matter about how to best handle internal matters.
And if this were a concern by a few staff members, I think it would have been a lot easier to contact the principal directly and just say, geez, you know, I'm wondering if this was cited correctly or I saw this letter somewhere else, rather than going to the media and creating a story that I think there was a perfect explanation for.
Chapel Hill Carrboro school board members say class rankings are doing students more harm than good. At tonight's meeting, the board will discuss a plan to ask the General Assembly for local control of what goes on a student transcript. Currently, the inclusion of class rank in a transcript is mandated by the state, but school officials say pressure to maintain high rankings is causing students undue stress, as universities and colleges are increasingly looking to other measures of academic achievement. According to administrators, about half of the nation's high schools have already done away with class rankings. The board will also discuss recent test results released earlier this month that showed economically disadvantaged students struggling to meet new state standards. The meeting will start tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. Elected officials from Carrboro, Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, and Orange County will come together tonight to discuss affordable housing, recycling, and the future of the Rogers Road remediation plan. Affordable housing advocates are working to create a countywide housing referral network to help residents find affordable housing here in Orange County. Some elected officials have suggested a bond referendum to help finance new housing options. The towns and Orange County will also consider the potential for future collaboration on recycling as the curbside pickup programs is shifting to a new funding model. County leaders hope the towns will sign off on a new interlocal agreement by the start of next year. In addition, the various boards and council will discuss the status of the Rogers Road remediation plan. Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County officials worked for 18 months to bring sewer service and a community center to the neighborhood that bore the burden of the landfill for 40 years. But that plan is now on hold. Elected officials will consider creating an implementation plan to move those projects ahead. The Assembly of Governments begins at 7 o'clock tonight in the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill Public Library is extending its hours of operation for the second time this year. Library Director Susan Brown says the additional hours will go into effect on Thursday, December 12th.
So we are very happy to announce that we are restoring 2 hours of service into our operational schedule. It's going to be Thursday night from 6 till 8 are the 2 hours that we're adding back in.
When the new library opened in April, its hours of operation were reduced from 68 hours down to 54 hours per week. In August, 6 hours were added back to the weekend schedule.
With these extra hours that we have restored, we've added in some new programs, especially in the children's area. So there's more story times and more weekend programs. So business is booming.
When the 2 additional hours are added in December, the library will be operating at 62 hours a week. The library is currently open from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Wednesday, 10 until 6 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and noon till 6 on Sundays. A representative from Dillard's says that the closure of its location in University Mall will not result in layoffs for current employees. Spokeswoman Julie Bull says that though the Dillard's will close at the end of January of 2014, the department store is working to find other employment options for its associates.
The paperwork is worded as such that it does refer to these as layoffs. The fact is, we have offered all 33 associates at the Chapel Hill location employment at other Dillard's locations in the area.
Dillard's has nearby store locations at Triangle Town Center in Raleigh, the Cary Town Center, and Alamance Crossing in Burlington as well.
18 of these associates have requested to go to other stores. Some of the additional ones have transferred out of state. So we've worked with all 33 of these associates to place them in other Dillard's jobs in the area. Some have chosen to retire.
As WCHL has already reported, a 13-screen luxury movie theater, Silver Spot Cinema, will open at the current Dillard's location in 2015. The announcement was made at the beginning of November after months of speculation that Dillard's was leaving the shopping center. A source told WCHL News in September that the department store was leaving and that negotiations were underway with a non-retail store to replace it. Currently, the clothing store is functioning as a clearance center.
It occurred to us that going ahead and selling that and exiting that would be best for that location.
As part of a greater redevelopment plan for University Mall, new leases signed this year include William Travis Fine Jewelers, Fine Feathers, Peacock Alley, Tri Sports, and Kidzoo Children's Museum. Plaza Azteca, a Mexican restaurant, will join the dining options in 2014. The shopping center's Harris Teeter is undergoing a $9 million renovation. Lungs can live on for several hours even after the body dies. If the lungs are recovered from an organ donor in time, it may lead to transplant operations that could save thousands of lives. With a $4.2 million National Institutes of Health grant, the UNC School of Medicine is breaking ground with a clinical trial that tests an innovative method of recovering healthy lungs from donors who suffer sudden death outside a hospital. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The use of organs like this recovered after death, this is not something that's currently done. It's not currently standard practice, but this is the first step to make this happen in the United States.
Dr. Thomas Egan, a professor at the UNC School of Medicine, is leading the trial. Through research, he found that the lungs have a unique ability to stay alive. Other organs require oxygen to be present through blood circulation.
And the reason the lung lives for hours after people die is because the lung has a supply of oxygen in all of the tiny little air sacs and the airways. And the cells in those airways and air sacs live off of the oxygen in the lung. They don't rely on blood flow in order to get oxygen.
Only 1,800 lungs a year are transplanted from conventional brain-dead organ donors who have died in a hospital. Of that number, only 25% are found to be suitable for transplant.
There may be upwards of 40,000 patients that might be candidates for lung transplant to help them breathe better and live longer and frankly, a much more improved quality of life if there were enough lungs to transplant.
Egan says there is a great need for healthy lungs.
Lung disease is now the third leading cause of death in the United States, and while it's far behind cancer and cardiovascular disease, there are close to 200,000 deaths every year from end-stage lung disease.
The trial has two critical parts. The first step is retrieving the lungs, departing from the normal donation process. Currently, the organs of registered donors who die outside of hospitals are not used. This is where Egan says the difference can be made. There's a 1 to 2 hour window for the lungs to be recovered after the donor has died. Once emergency workers determine that the patient cannot be resuscitated, the local organ recovery agency will step in to contact the next of kin for permission to participate in the clinical trial. Once permission is granted, emergency workers will then pump a small amount of air into the lungs to preserve them during the transport to a hospital. Part two of the trial begins once the lungs arrive at the hospital. Inside a dome-shaped machine, Egan's lab ventilates the lungs with a special solution to determine suitability for transplantation. The liquid is meant to flow like blood would inside the lungs. Once the lungs are found to be healthy, the lungs will then be transplanted into patients. The trial pools together the cooperation of organizations such as the emergency rooms of UNC and Duke Hospitals, Wake County Emergency Services, and Carolina Donor Services, the region's organ procurement organization. If the trial proves successful, Egan believes it could lead to revolutionizing the organ donation process in the United States.
Other organs might be salvaged down the road if we can change the whole paradigm of what happens to individuals after death if they've indicated a desire to be an organ donor.
Egan was recruited by UNC Hospitals to start the lung transplant program in 1989. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As you probably already know, Dean Smith was honored yesterday. We'll have all the details coming up in just a moment on WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together at 7:18. Our traffic report is brought to you this morning by Berkeley Grimble and the folks at Grimble Jewelers in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. Grimble Jewelers for that special engagement ring. Have you been working up the courage to present to someone special or that custom piece you've been dreaming of for a long time? Remember that Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers, Grimble's. Now with traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. People getting out and on their way and clogging up the roadways a little bit. 15501 northbound, seeing heavy delays between NC 86 and Manning Drive. No accident reported there. Also, NC 54 eastbound and westbound, seeing moderate to heavy delays between 15501 and I-40. No accidents reported in the area. I-40 moving smoothly, the Durham Freeway. Elsewhere on 15501, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Estes Drive, and Franklin Street, all moving without any problems other than those that I mentioned. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
All right. Doesn't sound too bad.
Not too bad at all.
Could be worse. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54, where you can register to win UNC Duke basketball tickets by visiting their Facebook page. Enter now for a chance to win and also check out other special offers from Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54 in Chapel Hill. It is 43 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's actually dropped a couple of degrees in the last hour or so. Cloudy skies today, 20% chance of rain. This morning we could get a little rain. Our high today in the low 50s. Tonight we're looking at cloudy skies with a 20% chance of rain late, probably after midnight. Temperatures holding steady in the upper 40s. And tomorrow we're looking at warmer conditions. Not a lot warmer, but a little bit. Mostly cloudy skies. High of about 65. Looks like we're going to have a relatively cool weekend with a chance of rain as well.
Ron Stunts in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
720 at WCHL. Former Carolina men's basketball coach Dean Smith ceremoniously received the Presidential Medal of Freedom on Wednesday morning.
Dean Smith is one of the winningest coaches in college basketball history. But his successes go far beyond X's and O's. Even as he won 78% of his games, he graduated 96% of his players.
President Barack Obama said Dean Smith was a courageous man on the sideline and outside the gym as well.
He recruited the first black scholarship athlete to North Carolina and helped integrate a restaurant and a neighborhood in Chapel Hill. That's the kind of character that he represented on and off the court.
15 other men and women were honored at the White House for the 50th anniversary of the Medal of Freedom. President John F. Kennedy signed the executive order in 1963. Since then, more than 500 people have received the highest civilian honor.
We salute fierce competitors who became true champions.
Some of the others who were honored yesterday include baseball player Ernie Banks, a legend in Chicago and elsewhere, former President Bill Clinton, the youngest American and first American woman in space, the late Sally Ride, and media proprietor, talk show host, actress, producer, philanthropist, icon Oprah Winfrey. On the court, Dean Smith won two national championships, and when he retired, he was the winningest coach in college basketball history. But it's the humble man's work away from the sport that truly set him apart and deems Dean Smith worthy of the United States' highest civilian honor. Taking a stand at a time when many high-profile figures were content to sit on the sidelines, Smith used his position as basketball coach at Carolina to advocate for civil rights. In fact, he recruited UNC's first black scholarship athlete, Charlie Scott, helped in Chapel Hill's desegregation process in the 1960s. He made a big difference in our community and far beyond. Many of his players call Smith a second father, and his leadership of these young men led to an impressive 96% graduation rate. And you can't say enough about the Carolina basketball family. To listen to the ceremony presenting the 2013 Presidential Medals of Freedom, we had it live yesterday on WCHL. You can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. It's 7:22. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. I'm Ron Stutz. It's survival of the fittest this time of the year on the football field. Tar Heels can see the finish line now with a couple of games remaining in the regular schedule and a possible bowl bid awaiting them. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
The Tar Heel football team isn't taking Old Dominion lightly. Despite their rather low-profile place in the collegiate sports hierarchy, there is one player on the Monarch squad that reigns supreme. ODU quarterback Tyler Heineke threw for a Division I football record 730 yards last season against New Hampshire, and last week tallied 533 yards and four touchdowns. Head coach Larry Fedora says this guy is special.
Well, one thing, the quarterback's a little bit deeper in his just in his alignment from behind the center in the shotgun, and they get the ball out really quick. I mean, and this cat's really good. I mean, he knows where to go with the ball, so he's not back there standing there, back there patting it. He knows where he's going. Their offensive line does a good job on protecting him, and he does a really good job of extending plays also.
Old Dominion's offense looks eerily familiar to East Carolina, and we all remember that September debacle. The Tar Heel defense was completely shredded by the ECU attack in front of their demoralized home fans. Coach Fedora says he reminded his players of that ugly memory earlier in the week.
I mean, we talked about it on Sunday, and haven't talked about it since, and probably won't. I mean, our guys understand what's at stake, and they know what, you know, it's all about learning from your lessons all the way through the season, and that's why we do our corrections on Sundays, talk about mistakes we've made so we don't make the same mistakes in the future.
We're now into late November, and Coach Fedora says his guys are getting banged up, but he says there isn't a team in the country whose depth chart isn't thinning out this late in the season.
I mean, we're in mid to late November. I mean, it's football. It is what it is. I mean, we'd love to have a few more guys with us, but it's just the way it is at this time of the year. I'd say probably everybody in the country is beat up. I can't imagine a team that's not. And guys have to take care of the bodies, and they got to try to survive it.
Speaking of injuries, offensive lineman Russell Vodine was shifted over to guard from his normal position at center for the Pittsburgh game due to team injuries. But Vodine says no matter where he lines up, the goal is simple this Saturday.
You know, just go out there, and they're coming in. It's their last game of the year. It'll be a big game for them. You know, we didn't take ECU seriously a little bit and went out and got embarrassed, so we can't let that happen again and just, you know, go out and get a W.
You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our coverage of Saturday's game will begin at 9 o'clock in the morning with Countdown to Kickoff, presented by UNC Healthcare, broadcasting live from Rams Plaza. The number 12-ranked Tar Heel women's basketball team back in the court tonight. They welcome Coastal Carolina into the cozy confines of Carmichael Arena. It's a 6 p.m. kickoff, or tip-off, I should say. UNC looking to improve on its 2-1 record that lost to Tennessee, and also build off the momentum that was gained in the road win at UCLA on Sunday. Sunday. Carolina's game against Coastal Carolina will be broadcast live at 6 o'clock right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. We'll also stream it live on our website at chapelboro.com. You can read this story and follow all the latest in Carolina women's basketball on our website, chapelboro.com. Upset on the basketball court last night in Raleigh, North Carolina Central University defeated North Carolina State by a score of 82-72. North Carolina Central led the entire second half, but then State forced overtime and a three-pointer with just a couple of seconds left, and then North Carolina Central dominated in the overtime period. So again, North Carolina Central defeating the Wolfpack 82-72. Number 14 Carolina volleyball team had no problems polishing off NC State in three state sets last night over in Raleigh. Tar Heels earned their third straight sweep of the Wolfpack and improved to 25-3. 14-3 in conference play. North Carolina State is now 20-9 overall and 11-6 in the ACC. Head coach Joe Segula was thrilled with a balanced attack and efficient serving of his team. Next up for the Tar Heels, a road trip up to College Park to take on Maryland Sunday afternoon at 2. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Art Chansky has the day off. One more thing I want to mention here before I move on. NCAA tournament action will get underway for the Carolina men's soccer team tonight at Fetzer Field when they kick things off against South Florida. UNC was once ranked as the top team in the nation early in the season. They've struggled to get their offense on par with their stingy defense for much of the 2013 campaign. Tickets will be free to all UNC students tonight. It starts at 7 o'clock. It'll be streamed online at Go Heels TV. You can read this story and follow all the latest in UNC men's soccer on our website at chapelboro.com. Apologize, I misplaced that story. 727 at WCHL. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, another look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, and WCHL presents local news again.
Hi, this is Betsy Bertram from Townsend Bertram & Company, Carborough's premier adventure outfitters. Join us at the shop on December 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. for our first ever holiday duet. Enjoy refreshments and appetizers while listening to live performances by seasoned local musicians Ella Bertram and Jennifer Curtis. Our staff of friendly and fun experts will be on hand to help you with your holiday shopping needs. It's the perfect evening to check off your list, stuff your stockings, and enjoy some of the best live music in town. See you on December 17th from 6 to 8 p.m.
Fall is here, and that means back to school, back to cool weather, and back to the old routine.
Yeah, but who needs it?
Spice up your home this fall with a redesign project from Best Tile. Our designers are ready to guide you through the process from start to finish so you can make your remodeling dream a reality. At Best Tile, we can't change the seasons, but we can change your home. Best Tile, local store, global selection. At the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road or online at besttile.com.
If you want a family doctor that focuses on your overall health, not just your symptoms, consider Carborough Family Medicine for your health care needs. Hi, this is Ashley Bowman. It is very true when we say there's no place like home. At Carborough Family Medicine, you are a neighbor, not a number. Nothing is more important than your health, and Carborough Family Medicine's mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness to your entire family. Please visit our website at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net.
Chapel Hill and Durham are changing. It seems like every week there are more high-rise luxury condo buildings under construction. Now is the time to build your real estate portfolio. After we identify the perfect investment property, we take care of everything. Finding tenants, coordinating maintenance, and depositing your rental income at your bank. The local real estate market is changing, and at Louise Beck Properties, we can help you navigate the future. Visit louisebeckproperties.com for more information.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the Vacuum Cleaner Hospital. It's half off. $30 worth of merchandise and repairs available now for $15. For 28 years, the Vacuum Cleaner Hospital has been selling and servicing vacuums to the area. Vacuum Cleaner Hospital offers the best customer service and vacuum repair despite what brand you have. And they're located on South Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. It's half off from the Vacuum Cleaner Hospital. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Brimble Jewelers brings you this morning's weather forecast. They have engagement rings, custom pieces you've been dreaming of for a long time. They can put together for you. Brimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Brimble's in the Village Plaza right next to Whole Foods. 42 degrees in Chapel Hill. Cloudy, 20% chance of rain this morning. High today in the low 50s. Tonight we're looking at cloudy skies. Slight chance of rain after midnight. Near steady temperatures in the upper 40s. And tomorrow, a little warmer, mostly cloudy with a high in the middle 60s. Looking ahead to the weekend, it looks like we might have cooler temperatures on Saturday, high in the middle 50s. Sunday, cold, with high only in the upper 30s on Sunday. So get ready.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
In a letter sent by President Obama to Afghan President Hamid Karzai, but the security agreement has yet to be finalized, correspondent David Martin.
Secretary of State Kerry said he and President Karzai had agreed on the text of the agreement that will now be submitted to what's called the Loya Jirga, the Council of Afghan Elders. Until the agreement is approved by the Loya Jirga, it is not a done deal.
A deal would also preclude the U.S. military from raiding Afghan homes except under extraordinary circumstances involving urgent risks to U.S. nationals. The Kabul reporter John Wendell says Karzai is trying to sell this agreement.
He's doing what he has to do to get the Afghan population on board, a population that has seen a marked increase this year in civilian deaths, increasing numbers of Afghan troops dying, and increasing instability in the countryside.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 42 degrees in Chapel Hill. Slight chance of rain today. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz at WCHL. Teachers at Chapel Hill High School are accusing the school's principal of plagiarism in internal communications, but Chapel Hill Carborough City School Superintendent Tom Frisella says many of the resources that she used were likely the same a lot of principals and teachers use.
I know that there are a variety of books that principals have access to with sample letters.
Frisella says he's reviewed the letters in question. One was compared to a letter that Principal Salura Jackson wrote at her former school, Skyline High School in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The other was compared to one written by an Arizona high school administrator.
It sounds very similar to letters I've read time and again that probably use the same model, that are in a variety of different books that principals can pick up, that really kind of gives you a framework for writing a letter.
Some teachers told the Independent Weekly that they were embarrassed when they found out that she did this. However, the works were not published. They were internal communications, and she told the Indy she could point out the sources if someone asked. Frisella says the point that was most puzzling to him was that the article pointed to the fact that Jackson copied letters that she wrote while she was at her former school.
Ms. Jackson was the founding principal of the school that she was worked at and the only principal they've ever had. So I think if she's using information or using written material from her prior school, she probably wrote it.
Didn't realize that someone could be accused of plagiarizing oneself, but apparently that can happen. Frisella says he hopes the school and the district will learn from this matter about how to best handle internal matters.
If this were a concern by a few staff members, I think it would have been a lot easier to contact the principal directly and just say, geez, you know, I'm wondering if this was cited correctly or I saw this letter somewhere else, rather than going to the media and creating a story that I think there was a perfect explanation for.
Once again, that is Superintendent Tom Frisella. Chapel Hill Carborough school board members say class rankings are doing students more harm than good. At tonight's meeting, the board will discuss a plan to ask the General Assembly for local control of what goes on a student transcript. Currently, the inclusion of class rank in a transcript is mandated by the state, but school officials say pressure to maintain high rankings is causing students undue stress, as universities and colleges are increasingly looking to other measures of academic achievement. According to administrators, about half of the nation's high schools have already done away with class rankings. The board will also talk about recent test results released earlier this month that showed economically disadvantaged students struggling to meet new state standards. That meeting will start tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. Elected officials from the town of Carborough, the town of Hillsborough, the town of Chapel Hill, and Orange County will all come together tonight to discuss affordable housing, recycling, and the future of the Rogers Road remediation plan. Affordable housing advocates are working to create a countywide housing referral network to help residents find affordable housing in Orange County. Some elected officials have suggested a bond referendum to help finance new housing options. The towns and county will also consider the potential for future collaboration on recycling, as the curbside pickup program is shifting to a new funding model. County leaders hope the towns will sign off on a new interlocal agreement by the beginning of next year. In addition, the various boards and council will discuss the status of the Rogers Road remediation plan. Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County officials worked for a year and a half to bring sewer service and a community center to that neighborhood that bore the burden of the landfill for 40 years. But that plan is now on hold. Elected officials will consider tonight creating an implementation plan to move those projects forward. The Assembly of Governments begins at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Former UNC men's basketball coach Dean Smith ceremoniously received the Presidential Medal of Freedom on Wednesday morning.
Dean Smith is one of the winningest coaches in college basketball history. But his successes go far beyond X's and O's. Even as he won 78% of his games, he graduated 96% of his players.
President Barack Obama said Dean Smith, who still lives here in Chapel Hill, of course, was a courageous man on the sideline, but also outside the gym.
He recruited the first black scholarship athlete to North Carolina and helped integrate a restaurant and a neighborhood in Chapel Hill. That's the kind of character that he represented on and off the court.
15 other men and women were honored at the White House for the 50th anniversary of the Medal of Freedom. President John F. Kennedy signed the executive order in 1963, and since then, more than 500 people have received the nation's highest civilian honor.
We salute fierce competitors who became true champions.
Some of the others that were honored yesterday include baseball player Ernie Banks, former President Bill Clinton, the youngest American and first American woman in space, the late Sally Ride, and media proprietor, talk show host, actress, producer, and philanthropist Oprah Winfrey. On the court, Dean Smith won a couple of national championships, of course, and when he retired, he was the winningest coach in college basketball history. But it's this humble man's work away from the sport that truly set him apart and deems Dean Smith worthy of the United States' highest civilian honor. Taking a stand at a time when many high-profile figures were content to sit on the sidelines, Dean Smith used his position to advocate for civil rights. In fact, Smith recruited UNC's first black scholarship athlete, and he helped in Chapel Hill's desegregation process in the 1960s. Many of his players in the Carolina basketball family called Dean Smith a second father, and his leadership of these young men led to an impressive 96% graduation rate. To listen to the ceremony presenting the 2013 Presidential Medals of Freedom, you can view this story on WCHL's website at chapelbro.com. That was the nation's highest civilian honor, and the state's highest civilian honor will be presented to six North Carolina residents for their outstanding service in science, fine arts, literature, and public service. The North Carolina Awards are scheduled to be presented tonight in Durham. The Science Award going to Dr. Myron Cohen of Chapel Hill for his HIV/AIDS research at UNC. The Fine Arts Award goes to John Cram of Asheville. And the Literature Award to John M.H. Hart, Jr. of Keswick, Virginia. Three men will receive public service awards: Dr. John Harding Lucas of Durham, Philip J. Kirk, Jr. of Raleigh, and Walt Wolfram of Cary. Governor Pat McCrory will be there to present the awards at the Sheraton Imperial Hotel and Convention Center. The North Carolina Department of Cultural Resources administers these awards. Highest civilian honors in North Carolina, coming right on the heels of the highest civilian honors in the nation yesterday in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Yeah, really is.
Glad to be a part of it yesterday and to be able to see all that was going on yesterday. It was really, really neat. I'm sure the guys at Carolina Connection, Luis Fernandez and Zach Mayo, really had a good time watching that.
Yeah.
We'll hear a report again from them this weekend during Carolina Connection, 8:30 Saturday morning.
And, of course, if you don't know, Dean Smith is also today's WCHL hometown hero. Who else could it be after that?
Yeah, that's a perfect one.
Yeah, so at any rate, I was glad to be a part of that yesterday, too. We're glad we're able to broadcast it to you live on WCHL. I know you had to go to a lot of trouble to get that on, but thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, certainly.
Our listeners certainly deserve to hear that.
That's right. It was glad to be able to put it on.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We try our best to do things like that, and something like that only comes around once in a lifetime.
No kidding.
It's really cool.
No kidding.
What's happening at chapelbro.com today?
Well, Carrie Winter talks about happy hour for the holidays in our lifestyle section. She's talking about finding a place that's affordable and comfortable to gather with friends and family, coworkers, anything like that. So you want to check that out. Again, that's in our lifestyle section. In our column section, Aaron Keck asks, are we friendly? a little discouraged by a little bit of the news recently. He asks, are we Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County bike-friendly, pedestrian-friendly? A couple of, in the last year or so, we've heard of a lot of bike deaths, a lot of pedestrian deaths, and recently, two pedestrian deaths within the last week. So he was a little discouraged by that and asks that true question of if we are bike and ped friendly. Because it's a very good question. We advertise, the city, the town, the towns advertise that we are, and yet this happens. So an interesting article you want to check out in our column section.
It is disturbing indeed.
Certainly. Ron mentioned it. You can hear the full broadcast of the Presidential Medal of Freedom ceremony. Again, on our website, just find the Presidential Medal of Freedom story, and it's right in there, a link to that audio. Also, our Huddle Up with the Heels section, you can make your picks. We've just got a couple weeks left in College Pick'em. Hope you'll make your picks. I've got to make mine today
Me too.
That. So we'll see. No Auburn this week. Auburn has its bye before the Iron Bowl next week.
I got to hand it to you, man. That's one of the most incredible finishes I have ever seen for a football game.
And it really was actually, I don't know if I mentioned this on the air with you or not, but it was actually a bad play. It was really a bad play, but it just, and Auburn now has a t-shirt out calling it the Immaculate Deflection.
I knew it would have
immaculate
something.
Immaculate Deflection.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because, of course, there was the Immaculate Reception in the NFL years ago.
Exactly.
I just knew for some reason that you were going to say that.
The Immaculate Deflection.
Pass should have been intercepted, really. Yeah. Two defensive backs jumping up and deflecting it up in the air, and the receiver, who was running downfield and had his back to it, actually, the ball came down right in his hands.
Look at what I found.
Ran into the end zone for the touchdown.
Exactly.
Just incredible.
For those of you who didn't see the Auburn game or don't care, so very sorry, but a lot of people have watched it on YouTube now, and the Auburn Sports Network call of the game was just incredible as well, so it was something of national attention, that's for sure.
Well, there was enough excitement surrounding Ryan Switzer running back punch for a touchdown.
And Aaron and I were talking about that last night, Jones actually ripping himself off.
Hey, he can be accused of plagiarizing himself. He said that. How can you accuse somebody of plagiarizing something that they wrote years ago at another school?
I mean,
you may have liked, you know, you may have written something and you think, hey, I did, that's a pretty good turn of phrase right there. I like the way I wrote that.
I have plagiarized myself in news stories before.
I mean, it's incredible. I mean, we all have done that.
Yeah.
I've certainly repeated myself over the years.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. That's
ridiculous.
Interesting.
Well, anything else at chapelroad.com?
A lot more. More than I can even scratch the surface on, but you should check it out on chapelroad.com, at chapelroad.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
We're going to have to come up with some scratch-off tickets so you can scratch off the surface of chapelroad.com.
I like that.
Get to watch on the
That's bottom. A good thought.
You never know. Hey.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you again in just a few minutes because I am really anxious to get a look at morning traffic.
I can't wait.
744 at WCHL.
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
How's it going? I'll tell you how it's going. I've got mortgage payments I can't afford. My kids' college fund is half empty. I don't even know how much I've got saved for retirement. And all these numbers are driving me crazy. How about you?
I'm doing great. I called Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Hi, this is David Huntoon of Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown. If you've got money challenges, our team of CPAs and advisors is ready to help you answer all of life's toughest financial questions.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Our people make the difference.
There are only two home games left in the 2013 Carolina football season, and you don't want to miss any of the action. Be there this Saturday at beautiful Kenan Stadium as the Tar Heels host Old Dominion at 12 noon. Before the game, join Coach Fedora and the team for the Victory Walk at 9:30. And don't miss the Mason Lovett Band performing live at Tar Heel Town. Get there early and late for Tar Heel football. Tickets are still available. Visit GoHeels.com for yours today.
Be your family's holiday hero with Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Order your smoked, Acacia fried turkey, or barbecue honey ham complete with cornbread dressing, baked potato casserole, and green beans with bacon and gravy today. We do the work, you just heat and serve and take the credit. Have family in town? Pick up a family pack and be the hero. And remember, kids always eat free on Sunday. See our restaurant for details. We're located in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Building. Think Dickies when you don't want to cook.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Who likes to pay taxes? I didn't think so. 7:46 at WCHL. Time for today's opinion piece.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Nobody likes to pay taxes. Coming up with that money at certain times in the year can be painful, especially now. I wonder, though, why we haven't figured out that taxes are necessary. As individuals, don't we have to pay for the things we buy? If I have a heart attack, I'm really glad that trained medical people will rush me to the hospital and there other trained people will take care of me. Taxes. They drive their own roads that I help to build and pave. So if you don't like paying taxes, be sure never to call 911 or drive anywhere. Don't take your garbage to the curb. If somebody breaks into your house, don't call the police. Don't attend a state university. Don't flush. Don't let Medicare pay your medical bills if you're over 65 or disabled. Don't use the local water, stay away from the public library and the museum, and don't ride the bus. And, by the way, don't use money. It's printed by the U.S. government. Don't expect zoning to protect your neighborhood, and don't expect anybody to plow your road when it snows. Now you're getting it. Is there waste? Of course. Are there things you wish your taxes didn't pay for? Absolutely. But I believe in paying for the things that we need. It's way better than cutting out things like good schools, care for the mentally ill, and all of those other things I mentioned. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is the time of year when many people make resolutions to do this or that, or stop doing this or that. At Performance Chevrolet, we're simply making the New Year's resolutions to sell more Chevys than ever in 2014. And we're starting this month with screaming deals like up to $7,000 off of select new Chevrolets. Wait until you hear this list of blowout specials for our year-end event. Up to $3,000 off of 2014 Cruises, and up to $4,000 off of 2014 Impalas, and up to $3,500 off of 2014 Malibus, and up to $3,500 off of 2014 Camaros, and up to $7,000 off of 2014 Silverados, and up to $3,000 off of 2014 Equinoxes. Wow! We are the only Triangle Chevy dealer with a massive selection of new Sparks. Who cares about ho-ho-ho when you have wow-wow-wow this holiday season at Performance Chevrolet in Chapel Hill, where we'll beat any deal from any Chevrolet dealer. We promise.
Prices plus tax, tag, and 549 dock fee. Dealer retains all rebates. Client must meet GM requirements for rebate application to deal. Take delivery before November 30th, 2013. For beat any deal, bring offer from competing dealer on exact make and model with identical equipment and features.
Performance Chevrolet, ChapelHill.com.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers on your way to wherever you're going. Cruisers, good to go. Now, with your good-to-go traffic, here is the inimitable Rand Northup.
Thanks so much, Ron. NC 54 heading westbound between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road, seeing heavy delays right now. No accidents reported there, but a lot of people trying to use that same roadway. 15501 northbound between Estes Drive and Ephesus Church Road, also seeing some delays, minor to moderate delays there. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. I-40 the Durham Freeway, NC 54 and 15501 elsewhere, Estes Drive, MLK, and Franklin Street. Not reporting any additional delays, no accidents out there right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. No matter how you communicate with us, we ask you do it safely.
Rand, I don't want to create any unnecessary excitement, but you know there's a 100% chance of Wayne Pond coming up within
yes.
the next 60 seconds here, and I'm excited about that.
Can't wait.
But first, we've got to do the weather, and the weather forecast is brought to you by your folks at UNC Athletics. Carolina football coming up on Saturday. Char Heels taking on Old Dominion in Keenan Stadium, and you can be there. We have some tickets to give away. All you have to do is go to WCHL's Facebook page and get registered to win, and don't forget to experience Tar Heel Town at Bell Tower Park right before the game, right next to the stadium. It is 43 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Cloudy skies, 20% chance of rain this morning. Our high today in the low 50s. Tonight, cloudy. Still, slight chance of rain probably after midnight. Temperatures are going to hold steady in the upper 40s overnight. And then tomorrow, a little warmer day, mostly cloudy with a high in the middle 60s. Tomorrow night, slight chance of rain with a low in the low 50s. And then your weekend, Saturday, cooler. 60% chance of rain, high 55. Saturday night, much cooler, low around 30. And then on Sunday, cold, sunshine with a high in the upper 30s. I'm worried about Wayne Pond's head this weekend. If it's uncovered, don't leave it that way. 7:52 at WCHL. Dr. Pond, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm still battling this wretched bronchitis. So if I go ballistic on you here, Ron, just put it on the cough mute button. Is that still available on the WCHL super duper double triple whammy meaty keen mixing console?
Let me get another gerbil running on the wheel over here and we can take care of that.
Oh, I just love it. Hey, Ron, you ever been ostracized?
Yes, many times.
You have? What was that one of those dark purposes, the teenage clubs you used to belong to? Or
That's more adult. Than teenage.
Oh, listen, yeah. Rand, he's opened a door that we need to get him to step through here, right?
Well, I've ostracized Rand. He's back in the newsroom now.
You ostracized him, man. All right, well, there's a word that goes back, believe it or not, to a practice by the ancient Greeks. We don't have time to unpack the history of this word, but suffice to say that you were on the right track. Ostracize, O-S-T-R-A-C-I-Z-E, to exclude somebody from a group by common consent. Ostracize, there is your word of the day. O-S-T-R-A-C-I-Z-E. When you ostracize somebody, it's, you know, like going to a sales meeting at the radio station and, you know, the horse wrangler walks in and says, "What? You didn't hit the $75 million mark today?"
They ostracized me from the sales meetings around here a long time ago.
Hey, I wear that as a badge of honor, brother.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right, there's your word of the day, ostracize. Ron, I hope you have an enjoyable day. Stay warm and snuggly, and quit picking on me about my, well, I don't know, what it is you're picking on me about?
You're just follicularly challenged here.
Follicularly.
follicular.
That's tricky. Hey, buddy, have a good one. Talk to you in the morning.
You too. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it and define it. And if you could do that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. I will give you the word when to call in. 7:55, and a good morning to you.
All right, this is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, streaming live also on chapelboro.com.
Of course.
And it's time now for the clean joke of the day. People listen to this far and wide. Wherever they are in the world, they're going to be able to hear you deliver this joke.
That's right. No pressure.
No.
Hoorah.
Not at all. Lauren Stafford, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you,
Ron. Pressure's all on her. If you
Thank
like it.
You.
It's you can give me the credit. If you don't, it's her fault.
If you don't, he'll send you my direct mailing address where you can all send your complaints.
Exactly. Exactly. You get enough complaints
please
out already.
Please include free postage for me to reply, of course.
Oh, okay.
In the form of a $10 check.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I do take debit.
It's a good money-making proposition.
Wire transfer. All right.
That's
I have a joke.
Pretty good joke. I thought that was the joke.
Oh, we're done. Thanks so much for having me. All right. Marissa Peterson, my marketing assistant.
Well, good.
Who's also starting to turn into my little assistant clean joke of the day.
Well, she's slightly warped like the rest of us.
Exactly. We've had the discussion about how you can't be normal to work here.
That's true.
That's very true.
That's true. And she certainly is not.
That is very true. And I know she's the kind of person who would take that as a compliment.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I meant it as a compliment.
Exactly. This young woman walks into a big NYC bank and says to the teller that she wants to take out a loan for $5,000 so she can go to Europe for a week.
Uh-huh.
The teller says, "We'll need collateral for a loan of that size for this purpose." The woman takes out the keys to a brand new Rolls-Royce Phantom and says, "I'm sure that this will be more than suitable." The teller immediately calls his supervisor, who calls his boss, who has someone check out whether the car was stolen. But it turns out that this young woman legally bought that car from a reputable dealer earlier that same day.
Mm-hmm.
So they accept the car as collateral, parking it in the bank's garage and securing the keys in the vault. The woman takes her money and goes to Europe. She comes back a week later and says that she'd like to pay back the loan and get her car back. So she pays back the $5,000 plus $5 for the interest. The teller says, "We ran a background check on you, and you're very wealthy already. Why did you take a loan for a long week trip to Europe and put a Rolls Royce as collateral?" Looking up from her checkbook, the woman says, "Where else in New York City can I pay $5 to park my Rolls Royce for a week and expect it to be there when I get back?"
Pretty smart.
Very clever.
That's probably how she got rich.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly.
Marissa with the story of her own life, I guess.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
One of Chapel Hill's favorite people was honored yesterday at the White House.
This is one of my favorite events every year, especially special this year. As I look at this extraordinary group of individuals and our opportunity to honor them with our nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. This marks the 50th anniversary of President Kennedy establishing this award.
Carolina's legendary basketball coach, Dean Smith, is today's WCHL hometown hero. Here's what President Barack Obama had to say.
Dean Smith is one of the winningest coaches in college basketball history. But his successes go far beyond X's and O's. Even as he won 78% of his games, he graduated 96% of his players. First coach to use multiple defenses in a game, he was the pioneer who popularized the idea of pointing to the passer. After a basket, players should point to the teammate who passed them the ball. And with his first national title on the line, he did have the good sense to give the ball to a 19-year-old kid named Michael Jordan. Although they used to joke that the only person who ever held Michael under 20 was Dean Smith. Coach Smith couldn't join us today due to an illness that he's facing with extraordinary courage. We also honor his courage in helping to change our country. He recruited the first black scholarship athlete to North Carolina and helped integrate a restaurant and a neighborhood in Chapel Hill. That's the kind of character he represented on and off the court.
On behalf of those in the Chapel Hill Cumberland community, we're awfully proud of Dean Smith and the whole Smith family.
Ron, a great day for Dean Smith, the Carolina community, and for the nation as Dean Smith and 15 others honored today, but we are focusing, of course, on Dean Smith.
Some people would say he is in some pretty fast company. I would say that they're in some pretty fast company. People like Bill Clinton and Ernie Banks, Oprah Winfrey, and a lot of other very deserving people who have done a lot. And Dean Smith is right at the top of that list. Known for 36 years as head coach for the Carolina basketball team, 1961 to 1997, just a tremendous number of victories, more at the time of his retirement than any other coach in NCAA history. But I like to think of him as much more than a basketball coach. Great basketball coach, to be sure. And he changed the game in a lot of ways. But just such a great human being. And I think if you basically talk to any of his players, they'll say pretty much the same thing. That they remember him as a person rather than just a coach. Because he changed their lives.
Dean Smith, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Brett.